This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون وقال تعالى والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ثلاثة لا يهولهم الفزع الأكبر ولا ينالهم الحساب هم على كثيب من مسك حتى يفرغ من حساب الخلق رجل قرأ القرآن ابتغاء وجه الله وأم به قوما وهم به راضون وداع يدعو إلى الصلوات الخمس ابتغاء وجه الله وعبد أحسن فيما بينه وبين ربه وفيما بينه وبين مواليه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله ختم سورة البقرة بآيتين أعطيتهما من كنز الذي تحت العرش فتعلموهن وعلموهن نساءكم فإنها صلاة وقربان ودعاء وفي رواية فتعلموهن وعلموهن نساءكم وأبناءكم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Honorable علماء اكرام brothers and elders and our respected listeners we praise and thank Allah تبارك وتعالى for blessing and endowing us with this beautiful religion of Islam. If we study this deen of Allah, then we will understand the entire deen revolves around praising Allah. Allah has commenced the Quran by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise belongs to Allah. When we were in the land of Sauz in Alame Arwah, then everyone in one voice unanimously praised Allah. Even the man who came in this dunya and became a kafir, at that time he praised Allah. And when we will leave this dunya on the day of Qiyamah, everyone is going to praise Allah. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَحْدًا وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ When the jannati will go into jannat, and he will see that whatever he was promised, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ This is what the Prophet told us repeatedly, and this is what the Quran testified. So they will thank Almighty Allah. And the kafir will tell Allah, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ Allah, take us out of here. We promise to praise you and obey you. Never mind on the day of Qiyamah, many people will praise Allah prior to leaving this dunya. وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ If we take the incident of Fir'aun, prior to leaving this dunya, he praised Allah. And he brought Iman on Allah. But at that time, it was not bringing Iman on Allah because Allah commanded him to bring Iman. He brought Iman because his eye recognized and his eye seen. And Islam is not based on what your eye sees. In fact, many a time, Islam will demand from us to negate what your eye sees. Like Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Allah says when you gave 20 rand and you took 10 rand interest, your eye is seen, your wealth been multiplied. Your iman demands from you that you negate what your eye is seen and say your wealth has been decreased. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. And when you are discharging your zakah, you see your wealth decreasing. Allah says your iman demands you negate what your eye is seeing and say your wealth has been increased. That is iman. So prior to coming in this dunya, everyone praised Allah. And on the day of Qiyamah, everyone will praise Allah. The real time is now in this dunya. This is the time Allah wants us to praise Him. And Allah comments the Quran with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, because Allah knew insan is going to come in this dunya and is going to make effort. So he will be under the impression that I deserve praise. He will acquire, he will prosper, and he will have many things of this dunya. And he will think repeatedly that he desires praise. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La salata illa bi fatihatil kitab. Allah says, perform salah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, until you do not commence with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, your namaz is rejected in the court of Allah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commences the Quran with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِهِ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. Ahmad is that name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of which is the one that praised Allah the most. After praising Allah ta'ala in the best of manners, as we learn in the ahadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, Allahumma la uhti sana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsi. Allah, I am unable to encompass your praise. Dawood alayhi salam used to say, Ya Rabbi kayfa askuruka wa shukri laka ni'ma. Oh my Lord, how can I be grateful to you when my being grateful to you also is a bounty of yours? In other words, I have to make shukr to you that I have the ability of making shukr to you. So Allah Ta'ala told Dawood alayhi salam, Al-an shakartani. Oh Dawood, when you have understood that you failed to praise me in the true sense, now you have praised me. But when you are under the impression that you have praised me, then that is the time you have not praised me. On the day of Qiyamah, the banner that will be in the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is liwa'ul hamdi, the banner of praise. Kullun nasi tahta liwa'i Adamu wa man siwa. Everyone will be beneath my banner, Adam alayhi salam and all the offspring of Adam alayhi salam. Those that will be beneath this banner will be hammadun, those that praise Allah in abundance. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will come to the arsh of Allah. I will fall in prostration. Allah will tell me, Irfa' ra'saka ya Muhammad. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head. I will raise my head. Allah will tell me, Sal, ask, tu'ta, it will be granted to you. Washfa', intercede, tushaffa'u, your intercession will be accepted. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, at that moment, Allah will inspire such praises on my heart of Allah, that those praises I do not know at this time, it will only be inspired on my heart at that moment. And I will tell Allah, as I have mentioned in the hadith, Wallahi la arda wa wahidun min ummati fi nar. Oh my Lord, I'll fall in sajda and you can tell me to raise my head. And I'll fall in sajda and you can tell me to raise my head. If this procedure has to continue 1,000 times, I will repeat it. But Allah, make sure and give me that guarantee that every ummati of mine is in the gardens of Jannah. Give me that basharat, Allah. If I have to do this procedure and repeat it, I will repeat it. But give me that assurance of Allah. We praise and thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for allowing us to witness such a great occasion, such a momentous occasion for you and I. Perhaps and our listeners out there, it might be another jalsa. But wallah, ask these students and their parents, this is the jalsa. There's no other jalsa in the life of this child or in the life of his parent as today. May Allah accept the efforts of the asatiza, the efforts of the parents, the efforts of the madrasa. May Allah bless them. May Allah make their effort, the memorizing of the Quran, a source of the hidayat and humanity at large. The ayat al-kareema which I recited in the beginning of my khutbah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned what is the qualities of the chosen servants of Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. They make dua to Allah and they supplicate, O Allah, bless us with such offspring who become such partners and such offspring who become the coolness of our eyes. My respected brothers and listeners, let us have pin drop silence and let us look into the heart and let us search and see what are the status that any child can acquire for his parents. Perhaps if my son will work, he will take the burden of working off my shoulders. He will buy me a better car. He will purchase me a better house. Wallah, who can fathom and who can understand and what can be more consoling to the heart of that parent whose child doesn't become the means of removing his burden in this temporary dunya only, but wallah, the child becomes the source of his entrance into Jannah. The child is going to become the source of أُلْبِسَ وَالِدَاهُ تَاجًا أُلْبِسَ وَالِدَاهُ تَاجًا ذَوْءُهُ أَحْسَنَ مِنْ ضَوْءِ الشَّمْسِ. While I was sitting here and I was looking at those young boys on top, looking at these children and everyone extending an envious eye, I said, today it is a crowd of 500 or 600. Wallah, today the joy that these people are experiencing in this jalsa hosted by the Binoni Muslim Jama'ah is a fraction of the joy that they will experience in the jalsa hosted by Allah. Their collective joy cannot put or cannot equal the joy of one that they will experience. And that jalsa will be hosted by Allah. The MC will be the Nabi of Allah. And the the Sami'een, the Majma, the masses will be the galaxy of Anbiya and Sahaba. This child, let us remove that deception that the one that has a hafiz has memorized the Quran has achieved nothing. Wallah, Allah Pak will give him more izzat than all our offspring. Allah will make him first in this dunya. We notice in our masajid when it is the time of salah and the imam sahab is not around, then the side first go by Kaja Hafiz sahab. There will be doctors in the masajid. There will be lawyers. There will be professional people. His father will be there. His uncle will be there. There will be many other people that will be present in the masjid. But where is Hafiz sahab? We will delay our salah and that young boy at the age of 16 will come to, people will give way for him, and then this amanat of Sayyidul Awwaleen, which is the musalla, will be given to him. Wallah, just as we will give way to him in this dunya, tomorrow the whole ummah will give way to him on the day of Qiyamah. It's nothing ordinary, my respected listeners, respected brothers. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَتَمَ سُورَةَ الْبَقَرَةِ بِآيَتَيْنِ. Allah has terminated the first chapter of the Quran with two such verses. أُعْطِيتُهُمَا مِنْ كَنْزِ الَّذِي تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. These two ayat, or the mazmoon of these ayat, have been granted to me from that khazana and that khazana of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is beneath the throne and beneath the arsh of Almighty Allah. That treasure of Almighty Allah. So, O my Sahaba, give it additional importance. فَتَعَلَّمُوهُنَّ. Memorize this. وَعَلِّمُوهُنَّ نِسَاءَكُمْ. And don't remain selfish with this. Teach it to your wives and your children and your neighbors. Allah's qasam فَإِنَّهَا صَلَاتٌ. Allah alone knows how much barakat will descend whenever, wherever these verses are recited. Wallah, this land and this madrasa is mubarak. This land is going to testify on the day of Qiyamah. It was easy for us to see this child reading the Quran. But how many days of difficulty, him, his parents and his asatiza, the combined effort of these three, it took for this child to come before us. فَإِنَّهَا صَلَاتٌ وَقِرْبَانٌ. And it will strengthen your bond and your link and your connection with Allah. وَدُعَاءٌ. And it is a form of supplication. Someone came to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu and he asked him, Oh Abdullah ibn Abbas, tell us, is the wealth of this dunya better or is the knowledge of deen better to leave for our children? Abdullah ibn Abbas, who was the father of Tafsir, he says, the knowledge of deen is far more better. So this messenger asked Abdullah ibn Abbas, إِن سَأَلُونِي عَنِ الْحُجَّةِ مَاذَا أَقُولُ لَهُمْ. If the people ask from me proof and evidence that the knowledge of deen is better, what evidence must I give them? So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, tell them, لأن المال ميراث الفراعنة والعلم ميراث الأنبياء. Tell them wealth is what Pharaoh left behind, and tell them the knowledge of deen is what all the Anbiya left behind. وَلِأَنَّكَ تَحْرُسُ الْمَالِ وَالْعِلْمُ يَحْرُسُكَ. And tell them that wealth your child will have to protect, but wallah, this knowledge of deen, Allah will protect these youngsters. You'll have to protect your wealth, but the knowledge of deen will protect you. Today, my respected listeners, brothers, we have put before our children the map of dunya, and we have put the compass of dunya, so they're moving in that direction. Let's put the compass of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before them. Let's put the map of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before them. Then you will see, today every father is crying that my child hasn't understood my rights. Put him in a madrasa, inshallah. I won't teach him, his ustad won't teach him, his Nabi will teach him when he'll open that Bukhari and he'll read that hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَن نَذَرَ إِلَىٰ وَالِدَيْهِ نَذْرَ رَحْمَةٍ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ نَذْرَةٍ حَجَّةً مَبْرُورًا قَالُوا وَإِن نَذَرَ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ 100 مَرَّةٍ قَالَ نَعَمْ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَأَطْيَبُ. I will not able to drum it into him. No one will do it. Put him in the Muslim, put him in that Islamic institution and send him out to acquire the sciences of Islam and tolerate the separation. Wallah, you'll never regret. O Nabi of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the reward of that man who looks at his parents with the eyes of love, muhabbat and affection, on every side Allah will give him the reward of one accepted Hajj and Umrah. Sahaba ikram who were greedy, O Nabi of Allah, if I sit before my parents and I stare at them for one solid hour and I look at them 100 times, will Allah only give me the reward once, or will Allah multiply it as I keep on looking at them? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my Sahaba, the more you look, the more Allah will give. Inna hadha larizquna ma lahu min nafad. Inna hadha larizquna ma lahu min nafad. Allah says, this is our khazana, there's no end to it. So he says, tell them that where you have to look after, and the knowledge of deen will look after you. وَلِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُعْطِي الْعِلْمَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ يُحِبْ. And Allah gives this knowledge of deen to whomever He loves. And the dunya, Allah gives it to His friends also, and Allah gives it to His enemies also. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا. And وَلِأَنَّ صَاحِبَ الْمَالِ يَنْقَطِعُ ذِكْرُهُ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ. The one who has wealth, his popularity ends at his death, or after he loses his wealth, even when he's alive. But the one who has the knowledge of deen, many ulama became more popular after their demise than in their lifespan. وَلِأَنَّ صَاحِبَ الْمَالِ يُسْأَلُ عَنْ كُلِّ دِرْهَمٍ. And if you will give your children the wealth, which is good in its place, rest assured he will have to answer for every cent. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith of targhib wa tarheeb, narrated by Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he says, أُرِيتُ أَنِّي دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةِ. I was shown that I entered into Jannah. Allahu Akbar, listen to this hadith. فَإِذَا أَعَالِي أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ فُقَرَاءُ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَذَرَارِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I found that the high stages of Jannah were occupied by the poor muhajirin and فُقَرَاءُ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَذَرَارِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the Muslim children who left this dunya before reaching the age of puberty. وَإِذَا لَيْسَ فِيهَا أَحَدٌ أَقَلَّ مِنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ وَالنِّسَاءِ. And I found a very minimum fraction of the women of my ummah and the wealthy of my ummah. So I was surprised. And I asked the malaika, where are the women of my ummah? And where are the wealthy of my ummah? So the malaika told me, أَمَّا الْأَغْنِيَاءِ فَعَلَى الْبَابِ يُحَاسَبُونَ وَيُمَحَّسُونَ. O Nabi of Allah, those wealthy people of your ummah are stuck at the door of Jannah because they're still busy with hisab. The poor man had to also give hisab, but he gave hisab of his little bread and water that he had. But they have to give hisab of the factory also, of the wholesale also, of the retail also, of the shop, export, import. They're still busy with hisab. In Hilya, there is one riwayat on the authority of Abu Nu'aym. Someone said, I made dua to Allah that, oh Allah, show me Hazrat Umar after his demise. He says, فَرَأَيْتُهُ بَعْدَ عَشْرَ سِنِينَ I seen Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu after 10 years. وَهُوَ يَمْسَحُ الْعَرَقَ عَنْ جَبْهَتِهِ And he's coming from a distance and he's wiping the sweat off his forehead. So I asked him, oh Umar, what's the problem? He says, الآن فرغت من الحساب ولولا رحمة ربي لهلكت. Oh my friend, Allah's qasam, from the time I left, I had just completed my hisab of kingdom, who ruled with such justice that wallah, the world has never seen such justice. I had just completed with my hisab now, and in the end also, the rahmat of Allah took over, otherwise there was no one to shelter Umar. وَأَمَّا النِّسَاءُ Yes, my mothers and sisters out there listening to me on the radio. Allah give me tawfiq and you and all of us. فَأَلْهَاهُنَّ الْأَحْمَرَانِ الذَّهَبُ وَالْحَرِيرُ Oh Nabi of Allah, I'm sorry to tell you, but the women of your ummah were too attracted by the jewelry of this dunya, and it made them unmindful of the jewelry of Jannah. They got so engrossed in this jewelry. أَوَ مَنْ يُنَشَّأُ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ وَهُوَ فِي الْخِصَامِ غَيْرُ مُبِينَ They got so engrossed, O Nabi of Allah, that they forgot about the jewelry of Jannah, which Allah speaks on every occasion where Allah speaks of Jannah. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبْ Bracelets of gold. So he will have to answer for every sin. وَلِأَنَّ صَاحِبَ الْعِلْمِ بِكُلِّ حَدِيثٍ دَرَجَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ And the one who acquires the knowledge of deen, Allah's qasam, on every hadith, Allah will elevate his stages in Jannah. He won't be taken to task. My respected brothers and listeners, one side there are children here, their parents are making dua. One side there are children here, their asatiza are making dua. And these children that are going out to acquire the knowledge of deen, Allah's qasam, their Nabi is making dua for them. The choice is yours. If you feel your dua will take your child, then give him to do what you want. But if you feel you need the dua of your Nabi, then he has made the dua. نَظَّرَ اللَّهُ امْرَأً سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي فَوَعَاهَا ثُمَّ عَدَّاهَا كَمَا سَمِعَهَا فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغٍ أَوْ عَامٍ سَامِعٍ Oh Allah, you protect. Oh Allah, you preserve. Oh Allah, you guide. Oh Allah, you honor. Oh Allah, you give him prosperity. That man who takes my kalam, who takes my hadith, takes it to heart and then propagates it. Wherever he will move, Allah's qasam, the dua of his Nabi will be with him. وَعِلْمُ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ لَا حَدَّ لِمَحَادِمِ لَا عَدَّ لِمَحَامِدِهِ وَلَا حَدَّ لِمَكَارِمِهِ There's a quotation in Sirat Mustafa, one alim writes, there is no count. I can tell you why, if your son becomes this, then he'll bring so much income. And if your child acquires this knowledge, he will be of so much benefit. He says, if your son acquires the knowledge of deen, then there isn't a border and a limit to what I can explain, how much barakat will come in your house. There is absolutely no limit. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he's leaving this dunya, he starts crying. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu was also present. So he told him, Mada tashtaki ya Abdullah? Oh Abdullah, what are you crying about? What are you mourning about? Allah also give us a death with this awareness and this frame of mind. Ameen. He says, Dhunubi, oh Uthman, I'm crying about my sin. Mada tarju? What are you hoping of? Rahmata Rabbi, I am hoping of the mercy of Allah. When hadith comes to mind, when Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu was leaving the dunya, his son was also present. And the father started crying. So the son is telling the father, Ama basharaka Rasulullahi bikada, Ama basharaka Rasulullahi bikada. Oh my father, oh my Abbajan, repeatedly I heard the Nabi of Allah giving you the glad tidings of Jannah, that you are in Jannah and you are in the gardens of Jannah. What are you mourning and crying and lamenting over? He says, come here, oh my son, inni kuntu ala atbaqin salas. Let me give you my brief history while living this dunya. I went through 3 different stages in my life. قَدْ رَأَيْتُنِي وَمَا مِنَ النَّاسِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبْغَضُ إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ I remember that era of my life that there wasn't anyone I hated more than the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَوْ مِتْتُ عَلَىٰ تِلْكَ الطَّبَقَةِ لَكُنْتُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. If I had to leave the dunya in that condition, at the time of death, what is he discussing? He's not discussing his shop, his business or anything. Listen, oh my child, maybe my death can also be a source of hidayat to you. If I had to leave the dunya in that state, my jahannam was confirmed. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْإِسْلَامَ فِي قَلْبِي. Then Allah inspired me with the beautiful religion of Islam. فَأَتَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So I came to the Nabi of Allah and I told him, أُبْسُطْ يَمِينَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, take out your right hand. فَبَسَطَ يَمِينَهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took out his hand. When he took his hand out, قَبَضْتُ يَدِي. I pulled my hand back. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, مَا لَكَ يَا عَمَرْ. What's wrong, Amr? You told me to take my hand out. I took it out. You're pulling your hand back in. He says, أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَشْتَرِسَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, I'm ready to accept Iman, but I want to make a condition. Allahu Akbar. What condition, Amr? Go ahead. أَنْ يُغْفَرَ لِي. O Nabi of Allah, I am ready to accept the Kalima, but give me the assurance that Allah Pak is going to pardon all my sins. He hasn't yet accepted Iman, and the fear of his guna been pardoned or not is creating a shiver in his body. Today, my respected brothers and listeners, we are Muslims for so many years. Have we ever made dua to Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Ya ayyuhan nasu tubu ila Allah, fa inni atubu fil yawmi mi'a marra. O people, repent to Allah, we sin every day. Let me tell you my condition. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a day hasn't passed by without me repenting to Allah less than 100 times. Hazrat Aisha says, مَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ صَلَّى صَلَاةً إِلَّا تَعُوَّذَ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. I did not see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completing one salah after which he did not seek protection from the punishment of the grave. Jaan has to come into our ibadat. Strength has to come into our amal. When we read this Quran, it must bring tears. Salih Muzani rahmatullah alayhi says, قرأت القرآن على رسول الله في المنام. I read the Quran before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. So my Nabi told me, Ya Salih, هذه القراءة فأين البكاء. O Salih, don't you know the recitation of the Quran? And tears go side by side. You read the Quran, where's the tears? We have the time to read the paper cover to cover. Like Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi seen one person reading the paper. So he asked him, what are you doing? He said, Hazrat, main dekh raha hu ki is jhoot mein kuch sach bhi hai ya nahi. I'm seeing that in this lies, is there some reality or not? The Quran, Allah makes elan. Ya ayyuhan nasu qad ja'atkum maw'idhatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fis sudur wa hudan wa rahmatun lil mu'minin. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. O people, guidance has come to you from Allah. Like we walk in the house, أَوَ دُعَى دِمِهُ مَنْغَوُ. See what I bought. O people, this has come from your Allah. شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a cleanser and it is a reformer and it is the medication of all your spiritual maladies. Allah says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ. This is the mercy of Allah. فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Allah wants you to rejoice today. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. Allah says, here I want you to show one another your talent. Here I want you to show one another your abilities. لَا حَسَدَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتَيْنِ. If you want to extend an envious eye, then extend it to this child. Otherwise to no one else or the one who's spending his wealth in the path of Allah. Other than that, don't extend an envious eye. So what does he say? He tells his son, I came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I accepted Iman. Today, my respected listeners, when the wife conceives and the child is to come, we say, Mausaf dua kar jo, Allah give us a normal, healthy child. After the child is born, alhamdulillah, everything went smooth. We make dua, Allah keep the children happy, keep them healthy. Child comes to 12, 15, and he has chosen a route and a direction in life. Mustafa, dua kar jo Allah pura unhe nek banave. Mustafa, make dua, Allah makes our children pious. When the child has chosen a route in life, and the Quran teaches us, when Zakariya alayhi salam lifted his hands and he made dua to Allah, and he asked Allah, يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا. Allahu Akbar. His wife is barren. Oh my Lord, my wife can't bear children. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. My hair is white. وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. My bones are weak. But I'm asking you, bless me with a child, not to run my shop, but to take my deen. And oh my Lord, he hasn't yet got the assurance of the acceptance of his prayers. But he tells Allah, oh Allah, if you are going to give me a child, then give me a pious one. The wife hasn't yet conceived. The dua is accepted or not is not confirmed. But the dua of piety, Islam has taught us, we are first responsible for the spiritual rights of the child. After that, we have to attend to his physical needs. When the child comes in the dunya, before you do anything to him, Allah Ta'ala tells you, oh father, tell the child, the doctor is not great, your mother is not great, your father is not great, the hospital is not great, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. Drum it into the mind of the child. Today we don't give the child that environment. He comes unfortunately into an evil environment. Music, evil, nudity. When the child grows up and then he does something haram and then we tell him, dhikra, it is haram. Wallah, that's a statement of oppression. When you haven't introduced Allah to your child, then who is Allah to your child? What is haram to your child? Allah, na'udhu billah, is a monster. Islam teaches us, first give him adhan. Give him that ruhani ta'aleem, that oh my child, you know nothing, I know nothing, the doctors know nothing. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. There's only one being. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a. Allah says it openly in the Quran. I took you out of the belly of your mother, you know and you knew nothing. La ta'lamuna shay'a, nakira, nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Allah says, it is me who gave you the ability to see. It is me who gave you the ability to hear. Allahu Akbar. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahumullah, seen one youngster. So he asked him, are you wasting your life or have you achieved something? He says, oh Abdullah, I have the knowledge of four. Young boy. I have the knowledge of the head. I have the knowledge of the ear, the knowledge of the tongue, and the knowledge of the heart. So Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi told him, I also have that knowledge. Ye to amara bachcha bachcha janta hai. Everyone knows this. He says, no, I have the knowledge of the head. I know, alhamdulillah, this head only will be prostrated in the court of Allah. I have the knowledge of ear. I know, alhamdulillah, these ears are only meant for listening to the book of Allah. How unfortunate, how unlucky are those Muslim youth. Allah guide me and them and the whole ummah, who come home without taking the name of Allah, enter into the house, without greeting their parents, sit on the dastarkhan, and then take that morsel of food, without taking the name of Allah, in which the devil also eats, and then go into their room, and with the music cassette on their side, they fall off to sleep. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And on the contrary, we have these Mubarak faces before us. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةً النَّعِيمِ. We will see it, and as we are seeing it today on the day of Qiyamah, that glow and that light, who will get up with the kalam of Allah, and then remove the knots of the devil, perform the fajr namaz, ghada bi rayatil iman, take the banner of iman in his hand, wherever he will move, barakat and rahmat will come. It is the promise of Allah. So he says, oh my son, I told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I accepted iman. My condition in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such. Ponder and listen to this very attentively. وَلَوْ سُئِلْتُ. I will quote the words of the hadith. أَنْ أَنْعَتَهُ مَا أَتَقْتُ لِأَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ أُطِيقُ أَنْ أَمْلَأَ عَيْنَيَّ إِدْلَالًا لَهُ. Oh my son, when I used to attend the discourses of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time if someone had to tell me, oh Abdullah, describe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us, I would have apologized to that person and I would have told him, this eye is too napas to see that Mubarak and that blessed face. I'm sorry, I will attend this gathering, but I don't have the courage of lowering my gaze to that Mubarak face. Then he says, look at his iman. فَلَوْ مِتْتُ عَلَىٰ تِلْكَ الطَّبَقَةِ لَرَجَوْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ If I had to leave the dunya in that condition, the chances were perhaps I could have got Jannah. When his iman was of this caliber. ثُمَّ وُلِّينَا أَشْيَاءَ فَلَسْتُ أَدْرِي مَا حَالِي فِيهَا Then the dunya was open to us. I don't know what is my condition. Then he tells his son, Oh my son, when I leave this dunya, فَلَا يَتْبَعْنِي مَادِحٌ وَلَا تَسْحَبْنِي نَائِحًا I don't want people to come and mourn unnecessary. I don't want people to praise me. If Allah praises me, it is sufficient. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتُم مِّن قَبْرِي When you lowered me into my grave, and you finish with my grave, فَمْكُثُوا عِنْدَ قَبْرِي قَدْرَ مَا يُنْحَرُ جُذُورٌ وَيُقْسَمُ لَحْمُهَا Stand by my grave for the duration that one camel is slaughtered and the meat is distributed and read La ilaha illallah in abundance. فَإِنِّي أَسْتَأْنِسُ بِكُمْ مَاذَا أُرَاجِعُ بِهِ رُسُلَ رَبِّي By you reading the kalima in abundance, inshallah I hope from the mercy of Allah, it will even the questioning of the grave. And when the question will be posed to me, when the final examination will come before me, who is your Allah? I hope inshallah with your connection and the kalima that I will read prior to death, it will enable me to answer. My respected brothers and listeners, when that is the condition and the fear of that sahabi whose jannat was assured, then let me search in my heart. Wallah, I breathe tears. That Muslim whose connection with Allah today is so minimum that he either comes for Jummah only or for Ramadan only or on the occasion of Hajj only. He hardly has time to open the kalam of Allah. He hardly has time to hymn the glory of Allah. His ta'alluq and his connection with Allah is minimum. When this Muslim will be lowered into the grave and it will be asked to him, who's your Allah? When he didn't speak about Allah, he didn't read the kalam of Allah, he didn't make mujahada for Allah, how will he recognize who is Allah? How is he going to answer? Then he lifts his hand and he says, Allahumma innaka amartana fa'asayna. Allah, you commanded us to do many things, unfortunately we didn't do. Wa nahaytana faman tahayna. You told us to abstain, we didn't abstain. Wa la yasa'una illa afuk. Allah, close the doors of azab and open the doors of mercy. That's the only chance for Amr. Allahumma la qawiyun fa antasir. Wa la bariyun fa a'tazir. Wa la mustankirun bal mustaghfirun. Allah, I'm not strong that I can tell you I'll take revenge with Malakul Maut. Or I'm not innocent that I'll put my innocence before you. I'm accepting everything. Reading the kalima, he took his breath. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that Uthman says, I came there, I told him, أَمُرُ لَكَ بِطَبِيبٍ Can I arrange the doctor for you? He says, أَتَّبِيبُ أَمْرَضَنِي The doctor is one that's upstairs. He has made me sick. أَمُرُ لَكَ بِعَطَائِن Can I arrange some finance for you? He says, what am I going to do with finance when I'm going down? Like the angel says, when that insan comes to that soil, يَبْنَ آدَمْ خَرَجْتَ مِنَ التُّرَابِ وَعُدْتَ إِلَى التُّرَابِ خرجت بلا ذنب وعدت وكلك ذنوب انسان you left from soil you return into soil you left sinless you come in with nothing but sin so Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud sent when Hazrat Uthman said يكون لبناتك من بعدك you can give this wealth to your daughters Hazrat Abdullah came into Jordan in a state and he says أتخشى على بناتي الفقر Uthman, do you fear poverty for these daughters of mine? Wallah, I have given them the keys of their treasures, the khazana and the provisions of which will never be exhausted. Inni amartu banati an yaqra'na kulla laylatin surat al-waqi'ah. Inni sami'tu rasulallahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, man qara'a surat al-waqi'ati kulla laylatin lam tusibuhu baqatun abada. I have given them the keys, I gave them the keys, now the khazana is yours. You take as you want. I told them that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to close the doors of poverty, the medication is Surah Waqia every night. I have given them the Surah Waqia, now it's their connection with Allah. Today my respected brothers and listeners, every man is going through a problem. There is difficulty in the house. So we feel employ the wife, employ the children, and we solve the problem. Wallah, we are aggravating the problem. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَلِّمُوا نِسَاءَكُمْ سُورَةَ الْوَاقِعَةَ فَإِنَّهَا سُورَةُ الْغِنَى Teach your wife. She has her own need. You have your own need. Give her Surah Waqiyah. She'll have her connection with Allah. You'll have your connection with Allah. There's no end to the khazanas of Allah. Oh, Uthman, are you fearing? Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, when he left this dunya, he left 20 dirhams each for his 11 sons. 20 dirhams, 20 rand. Not dinar, dirhams. And Hisham ibn Abdul Malik, we know the four brothers at room, Hisham ibn Abdul Malik, Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik. On one occasion, Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik was sitting in his palace, and he called Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi. And he told Umar, what is your opinion of my kingdom? What words of wisdom? Allahu Akbar. It has to be understood in Arabic to gain the maximum benefit of what he says. He says, هذا سرور لولا أنه غرور ونعيم لولا أنه عديم وملك لولا أنه هلك وفرح لو لم يعقبه ترف ولذات لو لم تقترن بآفات وكرامة لو صحبتها سلامة. The beauty that has been put across in the Arabic language cannot be put across in English. He says, هَذَا سُرُورٌ لَوْلَا أَنَّهُ غُرُورٌ. This kingdom can bring joy to you provided it doesn't deceive you. وَنَعِيمٌ لَوْلَا أَنَّهُ عَدِيمٌ. And you can rejoice about it provided it's eternal. وَكَرَامَةٌ لَوْ صَحِبَتْهَا سَلَامًا. And you can boast and brag about it provided you are in it forever or it is with you forever. This is our greatest amanat. This is our greatest gift. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَهُولُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ وَلَا يَنَالُهُمُ الْحِسَابُ. There will be three people which will have nothing to do with the supreme horror of the day of Qiyamah. They will be sitting on pulpits of musk. It's like we go to the post office to pay our account. Someone comes last and he's brought right in front. He's done his job, he's done whatever and he's attended to. And then he's sent one side. Everyone starts look at him, who is this? That will save us from the uneasiness of that half an hour in 1 hour. Wallah, that day of Qiyamah, for some it will be 500 years, for some it will be 1,000 years. Allah says they will be sitting on pulpits of pearl. Who? رَجُلٌ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ إِبْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. That child who will open the book of Allah, read it out of the fear of Allah. I was reading in the Malfuzat of the Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, he writes, the Quran of Allah is so blessed that even if you take the name of the enemy of Allah, then too you'll be rewarded. وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ. Read the name of the three enemies of Allah in the Quran, your stages in Jannah will be elevated. Quran is so much barakat that the enemy, the one who claimed to be Allah, when you say, even if you take the name of Shaitan in the Quran, Allah will give you sawab. How much barakat is in there in this Quran? That Quran has to come into our lives. That Quran has to come into our homes. That Quran has to come into our businesses. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, Allahu Akbar. On the day of Qiyamah, when everyone will be gathered and everyone will come before Almighty Allah, then this Hafiz will also be called before Allah. Inna fil jannati lanahra, in jannat there is one river. Ismuhu Rayyan, the name of this river is Rayyan. Alayhi madinatum min marjan, there's one palace on this river. Lahu sab'una alfa bab. This palace has 70,000 doors. Allah will call this Hafiz and Allah will tell him, oh my servant, oh my banda, when you completed the Quran, your father congratulated you and he gave you a present. Your ustad congratulated you and he gave you a present. There, today, this is my present from you, Allah. How unlucky, how unfortunate, wallah, there are people, Allah give us hidayat, that youngsters who have reached the age of 20 and 25, who are deprived of reading the kalam of Allah. Sometimes I sit and think, what must be the life of a kafir who for 30 years is living without Allah? That what I was mentioning of Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, that youngster says the ear is meant to listen into the words of Allah. That person who will listen to the things of this dunya and will enjoy the comfort of this dunya, Allah will tell him on the day of Qiyamah, أذهبتم طيباتكم في حياتكم الدنيا واستمتعتم بها فاليوم تجزون عذاب الهون. Allah will say the music of this dunya was too attractive to you, so you have no share. And those that will guard the ears, Allah will call them, أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ يُنَزِّهُونَ أَسْمَاعَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ عَنْ مَزَامِيرِ الشَّيْطَانِ مَيِّزُوهُمْ مَيِّزُوهُمْ. Where are those who guarded their eyes, the ears and every organ and limb of their body? Bring them one side. Allah will give two women of Jannat that will sing the songs of Jannat. لَمْ يَسْمَعِ الْخَلَائِقُ مِثْلَهَا. The entire creation has never ever heard such a beautiful voice. After Allah has allowed us and enabled us and taken us across the board and reached the pinnacle of completing the Quran, many tried and have collapsed, many will try, many are trying. Allah took us across. The question I want to ask you now is, what does Allah expect from us? Allah has given us this Quran. What does Allah want to see from us? MashaAllah, it is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the greatest thing that we can give, I was mentioning of Sulaiman, Hisham ibn Abdul Malik. He left 11 children and he left behind for every child 1 million dirhams. And Umar bin Abdul Aziz left behind 20 dirhams. In the years to come, people seen that the offspring of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, one son was contributing 100 horses in one battle. And the offspring of Hisham bin Abdul Malik became deserving of zakat. Why, my respected brothers, if a child hasn't got deen and you have given him best of this dunya, aaj har maa ki tamanna hai ke meri beti rukhsat ho maal ke saath. Aaj kis maa ki tamanna hai ke meri beti rukhsat ho amal ke saath. Every mother wants to see my daughter off with the best of trousseau. Every mother wants to see her with the best of jewelry. Yes, my mother, give her the best of that. But which mother wants to give her the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh my daughter, as long as you are in my house, I seem to your need. Now you are leaving this house. You are going in the house of your partner. You will be the queen of that house. You will be the mother of his children. Rest assured, oh my daughter, ups and downs are going to come in life. You will have turns, you will have hard days in life. When a problem comes your name, your way, not your husband, not your in-laws, not the phone. Go on the musalla, link yourself with Allah. If we can give that part in advice to our children, wallah, we won't have homes breaking in our society. It is the question, what are my priorities? What do I want from my child? What do I want from my daughters? What do I want from my offspring? The greatest gift that any child can do to his father is this. Like the ulama have written, the greatest benefit any brother can do to his benefit was what Musa alayhi salam did to his brother Harun alayhi salam. When Allah ta'ala told him to go and invite towards Fir'aun, so he told Allah, وَلَا يَنْطَلِقُ لِسَانِي فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَىٰ هَارُونَ وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ فَأَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ. Oh my Lord, I stutter and I have killed one of the men, they're going to take revenge. Send my brother Harun to join me. We know those days the task of inviting towards Allah was designated and exclusively reserved for the galaxy of Anbiya. If you wanted to invite to Allah, you had to qualify by being a prophet. On the request of Musa alayhi salam, his brother was blessed with prophet and nabuwah. No brother, I can buy my brother a car, I can get him a job. Musa alayhi salam made his brother a Nabi of Allah. Wallahu yaqtassu bi rahmatihi man yasha. Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. So wallah, I can do my father many things, but what this child has done to his father, no child can do to his father. If we have, our fitrat is still protected. If we are salim al-taba, if we have preserved our nature, then this will be honor. Otherwise, my respected listeners and brothers, is like that bungee who used to work in the toilet. When he walked past the itar shop, he fainted. So people said that, give him some itar to revive him. They gave him every type of scent and itar, but he wouldn't stand up. Another bungee came first. He said, "Arey, ye to meri biladri. He belongs to my category." He bought musk and dirt and filth and he placed it by his nose and he stood up for the shock. Today, my respected brothers, we have to cry tears of blood. That is our condition. The promises of dunya are tempting. The promises of a job is tempting. The promises of a business is tempting. The promises of a factory is tempting. Wallah, if there isn't anything that's not tempting, then it is the promises of Allah. Shaqiq Balkhi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, if you want to judge a man's connection with Allah, then see, does he possess more reliance on the promises of insan or the promises of Allah? Judge him, use the yardstick of his connection with Allah on how much reliance he has on the promises of Allah. We tried the way of the dunya, we didn't achieve. Let's put the compass of deen before our children and let's give them iman and deen. Wallah will never regret. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, we will end with these few advices. He says, يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَنْ يُعْرَفَ بِلَيْلِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ نَائِمُونَ. I think it is exceptionally important for myself and all of us to listen to this very attentively. What qualities must follow with the Quran? What does Allah want from us? Like the father tells his son, Dikra, I bought you a car, I got you a flat. Now I want to see you study. I don't want to see you loafing. Allah says, oh my servant, you made dua to me, I took you across. Now I want to see you in these qualities. Allah give me and all of us the ability of bringing these qualities into our lives. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَنْ يُعْرَفَ بِلَيْلِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ نَائِمُونَ. Allah says, after the Quran has come in your heart, then it is not befitting of you to spend one night without communicating with Allah in the darkness of the night. Allah says, it is not befitting and it is not deserving of you to have the title of a hafiz on the words of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, who is from amongst the Abadil Salata, who is a great sahabi. Great portion of the Hanafi fiqh is based on the marwiyat and the narrations of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Allah Ta'ala says, I want you must get up in the darkness of the night and you must speak with me. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Now this house of yours must become blessed. And you get up and then you read Quran. Wallah, there will be a different sweetness in Quran. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ يُعْرَفَ بِلَيْلِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ نَائِمُونَ وَبِنَهَارِهِ يَسُومُ إِذَا النَّاسُ مُفْطِرُونَ. Allah says, after the Quran has come in your heart, people are going to enjoy the luxury and the food of this dunya. I want you to take up some time and experience some hunger. You have taken the kalam which came on the heart of my Nabi. Now resemble my Nabi. He used to fast, you also fast. Allah said, وَحِيْتُ وَالنَّبِيِّ أَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَى نَبِيٍّ مِّنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ أَنْ قُلْ لِقَوْمِكَ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مَدَاخِلَ أَعْدَائِي وَلَا يَلْبَسُوا مَلَابِسَ أَعْدَائِي وَلَا يَرْكَبُوا مَرَاكِبَ أَعْدَائِي وَلَا يَطْعَمُوا مَطَائِمَ أَعْدَائِي فَيَكُونُوا أَعْدَائِي كَمَا هُمْ أَعْدَائِي. Oh my Nabi, tell your nation not to eat the food of my enemies, not to drive the conveyances of my enemies, not to wear the clothing of my enemies, not to go where my enemies stay. If you will resemble them in these four things, just as they are my enemies, I fear you too will become my enemy. Allah wants Sibaghatallah. Ay, isbaghu Sibaghatallah. Khuda ke rang mein rang jao. Allah wants us to put the color of Allah on us and remove the color of everyone, remove the ideology, the belief, the concept of everyone, and Allah wants us to take the dye and the color of Allah and put it on us. Then Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَ. Whose color can be better than the color of Allah? Paint it white. What can be better than white? Come into the fold of Islam in totality. What can be better than this? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. Allah says, Subhatallah, come into the color of Allah. We haven't come into the color of Allah. Sahaba came into the color of Allah. They used to read Quran. One young boy was reading Quran and he comes into Masjid al-Nabawi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَقَدْ أَبَكَيْتَ الْمَلَائِكَ. Aaj tere rone ne beshumar farishto ko rula diya. Oh my Sahabi, when you were reading, I was seen in the skies. Allah's Qasam, not only the people around you were crying, the Malaika in the heavens were crying. Wallah, our youngsters that are today in the clubs or in any other center, if effort is made and we put them on the right direction, that very same youngsters have the ability that the Malaika will also envy them. But we have to give them the training, we have to give them the platform, we have to give them that mudahada and the correct upbringing of deen, and then see inshallah the root and the direction they will choose in life. Then he says, يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَنْ يُعْرَفَ بِحُزْنِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ يَفْرَحُونَ. When people are enjoying the luxury of this world and they are happy and they are rejoicing, then the ghum and the worry of akhirat must overtake this hafiz. And rest assured, my young boys, according to how much of these qualities we are going to adapt, according to that Allah will put effect on our words. Sahaba ikram, one sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, teach me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, read, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whoever will do an atom of good, he will see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Whoever will do an atom of evil, he will see it. It says, O Nabi of Allah, يَكْفِينِ ذَرَّتَانِ. These two ayahs are sufficient to motivate me to every act of obedience and protect me from every act of disobedience. Two verses, we read the Quran, we don't have that understanding. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, دَعُوهُ فَقَدْ فَقُوهَ فِي الدِّينِ. Leave him, he has the understanding of deen. I always mention, when Allah has given you the Quran, it's like someone has given you a gift. If someone wraps up a parcel and gives it to me, I can't benefit from that parcel, and I can't thank that man properly until I don't open that parcel and see what is in there. Allah has given you the Quran, now you have to further your study and open this Quran and say, that this sabak, when I learned it, I found it difficult. What is Allah saying here? So we have to open the gift of Allah. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَنْ يُعْرَطَ بِبُكَائِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ يَضْحَكُونَ. And when the people are laughing in this dunya, then tears must come out of your eyes. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. When the Quran was being read, sometimes, wallah, I read this and it gives me a shiver in my body that I can recall Allah forgive so many times when we are reading the Quran. We smiled or we laughed. But when I sit and think while reading the Quran, the tears ever come out of my eyes, it gives me a shiver, and we claim to be those that love the Quran. It was something else when Sahaba read Quran, one youngster crying was making the Malaika crying in the skies. We know the watch of Usayd bin Khudayr, when he's reading the Quran, is dalat parasun, the horse started shaking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tilka sakina, that is the sakina, nazalat, descended because of the recitation of the Quran. And yambaghi lihamil al-Quran an yakuna halima, sakina, wala yambaghi lihamil al-Quran an yakuna jafiya. It is necessary, and it is but just suitable that a hafiz has a lot of tolerance and has a lot of patience. We have to return as different children and as different students. And a hafiz of the Quran must never be found in a condition that people don't want to come near him, and hard-hearted, which Allah mentions, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It is because of your kindness and your love, O Nabi of Allah, all of them have gathered around you. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He accept the completion of these hufaz. Allah Paak give them taraqqi. Allah give this madrasa taraqqi. Allah protect it from the hasad of the hasidin. And Allah Paak make this practice continue in this masjid and throughout the dunya. Allah Paak give us the ability. If my child could not, wallah, just as I mentioned in the beginning, that the joy that these parents are experiencing today is a fraction of the joy they will experience on the day of Qiyamah. In the very same way, if my child is not here, and the regret I am experiencing today will be a fraction of the regret I will see the day Allah is going to reward him. Today's regret will be minimum. I'll go outside, I'll see the dunya, I will change my concept. That day will only be akhirat and will only be amal. On the day of Qiyamah, izzat ka mi'yar badal jayega. The grounds of honor will change. If I go to a university and I say I'm a hafiz and I'm a alim, then they will say that qualification of yours is recognized in your deen. But here, unfortunately, in the four walls of this university, that qualification of yours will earn you nothing. Yes, my brothers, whoever will acquire any knowledge of deen, it will benefit you in this dunya when you will come before Allah and you will tell Allah, I am this. Allah will say, that is a title given to you by the dunya, recognized by the dunya. I didn't give it, I don't recognize it. مَنْ جَاءَهُ الْمَوْتِ وَهُوَ يَطْلُبُ الْعِلْمِ لِيُحْيِي بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ النَّبِيِّينَ دَرَجَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. The man who leaves this dunya while acquiring the knowledge of deen with the sole intention of uplifting the deen of Allah, his stage will be one lower than the Prophet. So may Allah accept their hifz, may Allah grant them taraqqi. protect them, and may Allah give us also that inspiration and that desire and that motivation to also send our children. And my humble request is to these children, their parents, to take this opportunity of furthering their studies. The time will go, let us make it valuable. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.